The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Just about 12 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, our guest today in the studio is Kevin Ramsey of Myrtle Beach. He's with the Thumb Area Steelheaders. We'll be talking about an event coming up a little later this month for veterans in the area. Give them a chance to see what's all out on our Great Lakes as far as the great fishing there is off of the Thumb. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Craig.
A little background, this event, what is it called?
It is the Veterans Fishing Outing. The Thumb Steelheaders get together and kind of organize the ordeal and try to collect as many boats as we can to take out local veterans out fishing for the day.
And this is not your first year doing it?
Nope, this is actually the third year. The first year, 2 years ago, we had a smaller turnout. We took just over 40 guys out fishing.
Enough and, to say you want to do it again.
Right, right, and we always said we were going to grow a little bit, and this coming year, now in a week and a half, we're going to have over 100 guys. So
you've more than doubled in 3 years.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of that's dependent upon getting local area fishermen who have a seaworthy craft that has enough room to take some extra guests out to participate with you.
Right, and that's usually our biggest constraint. We kind of limit our advertising as veterans we can find fairly easy, and we'd like to help as many of them as possible. It's the big challenge is getting the local boaters that are willing to donate their time and give back to those guys and spend a day on the water with them. So.
And you are basically full for this year, as I understand it, as far as having enough vets. It's the boats you need more of.
Yep, and we're pretty close. We got enough room for the vets we have now, but it's always nice to have that buffer just in case a few guys that had registration forms sitting down there collecting dust and they show up at the last minute, it'd be nice to have a spot for them too. So.
And it's always nice to have a little extra in case some guy has just mechanical problems 2 days before and, you know, you want to make sure that you're going on a boat that's coming back and without the sheriff's patrol having to come out and help tow you to shore. I mean, stuff happens. I mean, good quality people, I'm sure, are trying to help you out in this. How do the vets get involved in this? Is there like a website or has it basically been word of mouth over these couple of years?
We're keeping the reins back as a word of mouth kind of spread, and I will have a website someday. I think I promised that last year and haven't got around to it, but with more young guys in our steelhead organization coming up, there's more opportunities for us to use their resources and their knowledge to help us build a web-based kind of organization too. I will have that online hopefully in the next year, and we've basically just gone organization to organization with the Legion and the VFW and the AMVETS halls and tried to collect veterans that way. And they're great on spreading the word through their friends and their other fellow vets to help us out in that direction. So.
And we were talking a little bit before the show started. You have some people who kind of summer reside here, but from the Metro Detroit area actually coming up to participate.
Yeah, and we don't limit it to just Huron County for veterans. We'll take anybody from the whole state, or until we have to restrict it as far as boats go, and maybe someday we will have to put a barrier on it as far as just south as the Tri-Counties. But for now, we'll take anybody that's willing to come out and go fishing with us for the day, and it's 100% free for all veterans. We do provide a one-day fishing license pass for the event. So if somebody didn't have a license, they wouldn't have to go buy one. And then other than that, the luncheon afterwards at 1 o'clock, that's a free deal. And we give out gifts and door prizes. And it's just kind of a neat event. So.
And the boat captains, they supply the downriggers, the lures, all the other stuff that makes fishing, if you're a novice, you know, seems kind of daunting at first as an expense. This gets you your foot in the door, you see if you like it, and then come back for more.
Yep, and all the boats are fully equipped with their fishing tackle and everything like that. You just, it's bring your body and come out and have a great day on the water with us.
And by using local boaters and people, they have a good idea where to go.
For sure.
Fish.
Yeah.
And you were telling me this has been a really good year so far as fishing goes.
Yeah, a lot of local guys have done nothing but catch big amounts of fish and a lot of quality fish out of Harbor Beach and the surrounding ports.
Stop. We have to leave a few for the vets when they're coming up.
Oh yeah. We're pretty pleased with the way the lake's setting up as far as this year goes. It's been a great spring for us. It was a late spring, and as far as ice goes, and that kind of kept the fish around longer for us.
Normally in the middle of summer, they head out into the real deep water, but you don't have to go out that far because they haven't made that trek yet because the water hasn't warmed up quite enough for them.
Right. It's close fishing to home and close to the port, which makes it more fun for everybody and a lot less expensive, really.
It's probably comforting to the people who aren't avid fishermen to not be out so far that you can still see shore.
Right.
Because I used to boat on an inland lake, and it was always comforting to know that you could see shore anywhere. And Lake Huron is one of those lakes where it doesn't take too long, and if you don't have a GPS compass or something, you could be going in circles. I do not want to travel by the sun on that lake. And it is coming up on what date now?
June 14th. That's a week and a half from now.
That's a Saturday?
Saturday morning, yep. And
if it's one of Lake Huron's feisty days, they do have them once in a while. The last couple of days have shown us that out on the lake, so you have an alternate date.
We are going to try to hold the event on Sunday if Saturday looks bad. If both Saturday and Sunday look bad for weather, we will go ahead and have the luncheon on Saturday for the veterans that are signed up and do what we can to just get together and spend the day with them. So
maybe get them on a bus to the Bayport Fish Company or something.
Right.
So at least they go home with some fish. How did this idea start? Is this just something to help the veterans? Is this something that other types of groups are doing around the country that you kind of picked up on? Or
There's events like this all over the state, all over the country, and if you look a little bit, they're very, very successful, and it's a neat way for local groups like ourselves to tie in with the community. It gives us a way to give back to the veterans that are very deserving in our eyes, and also the city of Harbor Beach has been a great supporter of us and doing things to go out of their way to help us out while trying to bring all three things together and realize that we do care about our community, we do care about the people in it, and we're here to help. So
now, you were mentioning before the show started that it isn't just all one big flotilla coming out of Harbor Beach. They're going to be coming out of other ports. It's just grown so much that it's starting to migrate around the thumb a little bit.
Yep, we have a few of the captains that help us out. There are local charter captains that are donating their time, and their boats are in other ports like Grindstone and Port Austin and Caseville. And what we do with those situations is we have a bus that comes up to Harbor Beach and picks up veterans right from where we're going to end up having the luncheon. They take them in the morning early and drive them up to Port Austin or Grindstone. And when they're done fishing, we load them back up on the bus and bring them back. So everybody kind of leaves from a central port, whether it's in the on the bus or in the boat, but they're going to end up fishing somewhere out of the thumb. And we all convene back together and spend the afternoon together for the luncheon back in Harbor Beach. So
does where you port out of kind of determine what fish you're going to be going after? If you say Caseville is one of them, it's more of a walleye thing in Saginaw Bay. When you get to Harbor Beach and Port Austin, you're out in the lake and you're getting lake trout and steelhead and such. Does it vary depending on where you're going, what you're going to be targeting?
Yep, it sure does. The guys that are out of the North Shore and out of Caseville, they might be going after the walleye, and we do not discriminate 100%.
Just
over,
because you're a steelhead, you're not discriminating against
salmon
the
and steelhead fishing is our kind of our happy area, but we are looking for anybody that's willing to help, like those guys that are fishing the walleye and they do real well over there and they want to put their boats into the event. We're more than happy to take guys over there because we're just happy that people are catching fish and spending time with somebody on the water that's willing to just take the time out of their day to do that for them, you know.
And it doesn't hurt that our area has, in the last 10 years or so, really been blessed with a good fishery. The bay for walleye, lake trout out in the big waters, you just can't beat it. Other places may hold these types of events and cross their fingers they're going to get something. We're pretty lucky up here that we seem to have a very good fishery right offshore.
Yeah, and the Thumb is growing incredibly in popularity with people traveling from down south to come up and exploit that walleye fishery in the bay or come out of Harbor Beach. We've had boats that kind of talked with the guys that they slip for a whole month here, and they're coming all the way from Detroit every weekend to fish Harbor Beach or Port Sanilac, and that's a good draw for the community, I think, and the more popularity we can get out of this fishery up here, the more travel we can get from people down south, and that's just good for all the way around the Thumb.
And that's what the Thumb Steelheaders is all about. You folks help to pens for fish that you allow them to grow and release them so that there is a good fishery out there, something to catch. It may take them a couple of years to get big enough to be some of the trophies you like to see the veterans be pulling in that day, but you do work to keep the fishery in the area vibrant.
Yes, sir. And we're seeing those returns on fish that we've planted. Over the last bunch of years, those fish are coming back, and they are marked, so we're able to see whether or not they stay around or if they're making it and surviving. And there's a lot of good signs going on in the last 2 years, and I think the steelhead especially that we planted three or four years ago, those are really thriving, and we're seeing a lot of really nice fish out there. So,
and you've, as a group, had to adapt as well with Lake Huron's adaptations. We had, for a long time, it was salmon, and salmon, they don't seem to do as well as the lake trout, which are now bottom feeders, and seem to have found a niche again with whatever replaced the alewives and the other stuff that the salmon were eating that. So you have to keep up on this, too, as to what to plant, so it's a balance between there is enough feed fish for them to grow and become the fish you want to catch.
Right, and the DNR is always working on that, and they have biologists that's their full-time job, is to make sure whatever their next step is and wherever they're going to allocate their money, it's going to end up being a positive return. So with Lake Huron's change in their ecosystem and change in the food source, there's always somebody working on the future.
And as is usually with nature, when one species has problems, something comes in to take its place. And at this point, it's been the lake trout and the steelhead, which are nice fish to catch. I'm not saying they're not. This is not, though, a fundraiser for the steelheaders, as I understand it. Thumb area steelheaders, this is just one of the things they do with their funding that they get through the year. For however you raise it through events and such, this isn't one of them. This is solely to give back.
Yep, this is the Steelheaders, as being a nonprofit organization, one of our jobs is to enhance the community, and we're just raising money through our fundraising for the event, and the event is not a fundraiser in itself. So anything that comes in for the event ends up going right back out through the event to cover the expenses for the food, cover the expenses for any other small items that might pop up. And so, yeah, it's just a giving back event. That's it.
And you have to have quite a few dedicated volunteers to set this up when you're talking about having food prepared. Maybe on Saturday, maybe on, you know, another day if you have to delay it a day. I mean, all of this, you know, this is not the easiest thing to organize, as people might think.
Yeah, there's a lot of help, though. As soon as people hear the word veteran, they're so willing to offer their time. They're so willing to do what needs to be done. And we have no shortage whatsoever on help. A lot of family, a lot of friends, and a lot of members of the organization, they'll do whatever it takes to get it done, and it's been great. So,
when people hear of an event for veterans, things come to mind, like, you know, the guys at the VFW hall and that, but you're not just limited to older vets or what we might traditionally think of. This is anybody who has served in the military or is serving in the military could be eligible next year if they want to drop their name in the hat.
Definitely. We'd like to see a wide spread from the Coast Guard, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, anybody in the reserves, and currently active serving or retired. It doesn't matter to us whatsoever. You don't have to have a disability. It doesn't have any constraints that way. Anybody,
is it basically an honor system that you say you're a vet, if you know what I mean?
I haven't had to push that issue.
There are some places, you know, where they, you know, now they're making a vet's license that can be on your driver's license that shows you're a vet. I mean, people are people, you know, just...
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
And when you're dealing with the local people, they're going to know who's, you know.
Yeah.
But if it gets bigger, you may have to start thinking of these things.
So yep.
Hopefully it won't have to. If people are interested, again, it's just basically been word of mouth for next year. I mean, there's no common source. Do you just maybe contact the Steelheaders and they can help you? Or
yeah, they can either contact me through the Steelheaders. Also, most thumb chapters as far as Bad Axe, Ubley, Port Hope, Harbor Beach, those areas of veterans organizations or groups have all had forms coming into them and have had blank registration forms. And I will do my best to keep those guys on top of what's going on. And we'll probably keep going with word of mouth, and we will also... If somebody has an inquiry, they're more than welcome to call me. Most of the posts have my phone number, and also our Thumb Area Steelheaders website has my telephone number on it. And hopefully, I'll stay true to my word, and next year we will have a website. People can see the pictures from last year or this year and are able to register online.
And when do you start the registration? And people are interested now, should they start getting a form in for next year?
Sure.
I mean, because... You know, people forget about things. You know, you got to strike while the iron's hot, and we're talking about it today. You know, is this the time that say, hey, I got a form here, I'm crossing off 14, I'm putting 15 on it and sending it in, that type of thing? Or
I would take it. We're going to treat it every year as the second Saturday of June, so it's easy to plan that way for anybody that is looking into the future. It works well for us. We have a tournament that takes place out of Harbor Beach on the first Saturday in June, so the second Saturday... We're, you know, the fishing is fresh in our mind, and we know there's not too many barriers in the way.
You've caught them all out there, and you're
right. Well, they have a week to reproduce, but
they can do that in a week. You need to talk to those biologists from the DNR a little more, or those pens that you have, because they take a little while to come back. But I appreciate all the work you're doing, and I again, you're kind of booked up for this year, unless you can get a whole lot more fishing captains out there willing to help. Is there anything they need to get you as far as information about their boat, how many they can handle, these types of things? Is all of this important when they get a hold of you? Because, you know, what I might think of as a big boat, you know, charter captain, is a, you know, you can't go out on that when there's a chop, let alone waves on Lake Huron. I mean, is there information you need about them? Do they need to supply you that they're insured? All of these types of things, you know, you're an organization that has to look out for yourself.
Yep, and we have an insurance coverage for the day. We like to see boats that if they are under 20 foot in length, that they're a safe boat that's under 20 foot in length as far as a place where somebody that might not be as good on their feet isn't going to have any issues. And so we do screen the boats that are coming in and as nicely as possible, let them know that we think maybe they should only be taking one veteran out fishing, or maybe some of these big boats might be taking three veterans out fishing. So it's kind of a per call basis. The guys that have called and offered up their time, we do look into what kind of boat they have, what size of boat, if it is a safe vessel and things like that. So
do you find there's guys in like a group that would like, you know, three of their buddies to go together, that type of thing? Or is it basically you have to just find them a spot?
No, we take any kind of requests like that and take them to heart. A lot of the guys that have family members that haven't maybe seen each other because they live in different areas. They want to go fishing, and for sure they'd like to go fishing together. We'll pair them up together and put them on a boat that suits them. Also, if there's other requests, if somebody has a hard time walking or if they're maybe in a wheelchair, we'll find the right boat for them so that they're as comfortable as possible on the water. So.
Well, terrific. So again, it's called the...
The Veterans Fishing Outing, and it's on June 14th.
Thumb Steelheaders
are behind it, and as of this year, we are full for veterans, but if you're looking for more information about maybe next year's event, you can contact either any of your local veterans organizations, or you can get a hold of me through the Thumb Area Steelheaders website, and I'll be happy to help you out next year.
They need a little practice. I believe this weekend is the free fishing weekend in Michigan. So
yes, sir.
So get a little practice in before they go out on the big lake with the steelhead and the Lakers sitting out there. Appreciate you coming in, and let us know how it turns out. How the other fishermen do. We'd love to pass that along to our listeners too.
All right, thanks, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been Kevin Ramsey with the Thumb Steelheaders Association. Been talking about the Veterans Fishing Outing that's coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend. You'll see a lot of boats heading out of Harbor Beach, Caseville, Grindstone, Port Austin, all captains participating in the event this year. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.